Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to the programme. It's the exclusive property that's got Ireland talking today. Number 9, beachfront Jack's Hole Beach Resort on Wicklow's British Bay. It's yours for €500,000. Here's the estate agent's sales pitch. Number 9 has a bright and airy open-plan living space, a newly remodeled kitchen, 3 double bedrooms, a private deck for al fresco dining, and the deck opens straight onto the beach. Well, what's the catch? It's a mobile home and there is a €15,000 annual maintenance fee. To some, it's yet more evidence that the Irish property prices are out of control. But to others, it's a golden opportunity to buy into an exclusive resort on one of Ireland's most beautiful beaches. For more on this, I'm joined by Pat Devitt, who's chief executive of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme. I know you haven't personally visited this property, so I won't get you to describe it, but it's brought to the market by one of your members in the IPAV. So what do you make of the reaction that this is getting today?
Thank you, Cormac. I think it's understandable the reaction that it's getting at the price tag that it holds. I'm told that this property sold some many years ago, and that this is an increase on the value of it. And I'm told that other properties in that same development have been sold very recently and have made something, maybe not as much as this, but something definitely high sums of money. Mm-hmm. But it's typical of what's happening in the property market, and I don't think at all that it's outside, that the property market is out of control. This is
is this typical?
It's typical in the one-off property. This is a one-off property.
It's a mobile home, is it?
Yeah, well, I'm told it's a mobile home. As you rightly said, Cormac, I didn't see the property, so I can't tell you what it is.
I think that it is in Jack's Hole Beach Resort, which is the view and the location is, oh my God, it's spectacular. And I've seen the pictures and they say it's a three-bed detached house for sale. It's a mobile home. It has a decking. But it's, is there something wrong with the Irish property market, Pat?
I don't think there's anything wrong with the Irish property market at the moment. Like, we have seen increases in the most general properties that most people buy, like we say, three-bedroom semis, four-bedroom semis, two-bedroom apartments, that type of thing. We've seen increases with them, even on our own IPAV property barometer. We've seen increases for the first 6 months of the year, 6% and 6.25%, and that's where the property market has gone. Now, since that, it has quietened down a little bit, and I think more property is coming on the market, which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. And I think that the market now is not as lit up as it was because of the fact that there is extra properties coming on the market. So I'm not expecting another 6% for the back end of the year. But having said all of that...
But there are bidding wars for simple three-bed semi-Ds.
There are in some areas. There are because...
And they've gone to over €500,000 easily in some places.
Well, at the price of a three-bedroom semi in Dublin 4 is probably in the region of €1 million to €1.2 million.
Sorry, say that again?
I said the price of a three-bedroom semi probably in Dublin 4 could be somewhere in the region of €1 million to €1.2 million, but the price of one in Longford...
So hang on a second, because I need to take that in. The price of a three-bed semi...
Yeah, in Dublin 4 could be somewhere in the region of €1 million. Of €1 million, yeah. But the price of a three-bedroom semi in Longford is probably less than €100,000. So, like, you know, there's disparities in the market and there's different prices for different areas.
How in the name of God have we got to a place where a three-bed semi is €1 million?
Well, that's the market value for it in that area. And, there's probably other ones bought in that area for a lot less money than that as well. But at the same time, some properties in that area do make that money.
Wow.
But even like this property here, Cormac, what you have to understand in the property market is there are special purchasers that want a property in a particular area and are prepared to buy it.
And is that what's happening in Jack's Hole then?
Well, it could well be. Like, you know, these properties don't come on the market very often. So, like, you know, if they do come on the market and somebody has the money to buy it and they want to buy it and mm-hmm. they want to be able to open their, as you've said, their dining room door onto the sea and they can afford to do it, they don't have to get a mortgage probably for the property.
Really? So would this be an exclusive property, this mobile home?
I can't can't tell you that. I'm not sure, but it is a one-off property. Like, there's no doubt about that, and it's one that don't come on the market every day of the week.
I tell you, Pat, your members, estate agents, they are fantastic at doing their job. There is no question about this, because I've read the brochure here, and the estate agent is quite excited about this property. And when you look at the pictures, you understand why. The mobile home is on for 495,000. Oh, I do like to live beside the seaside. That's how the brochure starts. Make your dream a reality with this stunning beachfront holiday home. And it goes on to describe the three-bed mobile home right on the beachfront. But an awful lot of people will be scratching their heads. So you will say that, Pat, that in your experience, the people who would buy this type of a home, they would have the money at the ready. They wouldn't be getting a mortgage. Is that right?
I'd say, and I've been saying this for months now, that one-off properties, especially anything with sea or water views, the prices have gone up by maybe, in comparison to what the ordinary properties have gone up, 6%. Some of these properties could have gone up 20, 30 and 40%. And most times, they're a special purchaser for a special property that has the money to purchase the property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it is. So that, like, you know, this property, as you say, I didn't see it, I don't know about it, but I would imagine that ones like it wouldn't come on the market very, very often.
I do understand what you mean then. So the people who'd be interested in this property wouldn't be interested, as some online commentator said, look, you could buy a four-bed house in nearby Arklow for €150,000 less than this price, and you wouldn't have the 15,000 annual maintenance fee. But are you saying that's missing the point, because whoever buys this will want to be right on the beach, and that's where it is?
Well, obviously that's what they want, and they're prepared to pay for it, which is they're prepared to put their money where their mouth is, and that's where it is as well, like, you know. And they have the money to pay for it. They probably feel like, you know, if you go to, lots of people go out foreign and they go to buy these properties, and you buy a three bedroom semi or a four bedroom semi or a two bedroom apartment or a three bedroom apartment where there's sunshine, where there's water, where there's everything, and you probably pay as much, but you have to get flights and you have to get this and you have to get that. If that person's living in Ireland, they can probably drive there.
Yeah.
They can use that property. I'm sure that's exactly where they want to be, and they're getting an opportunity. And I didn't hear you saying that with the brochure, but they're getting an opportunity to buy this property, which is really what it is an opportunity if this is a one-off property.
Do you think there's value in the Irish housing market at the moment, Pat, briefly?
I think there's lots of value in it in different areas. Like, if you can buy a three-bedroom semi in Longford for less than 100,000, I think that it's fantastic value, and you can rent it for €700 or €800 a month.
Yeah.
Like, there's fantastic
people just want to live in it. Yeah, look, business seems to be booming for you, Pat, and your colleagues. So thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. And you have given us actually the context on, and maybe people won't be surprised when they hear what you have had to say about the market. Pat Devitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Thank you very much indeed for sharing your expertise with us this afternoon.